Hello, West Liberty. This is Lainey, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Thank you all for joining me today, because today is the fourth and final program of our passionately vocal series, Distinctive Discussions. If you're from the Ohio Valley area, you might recognize our guest as a familiar voice. Join with me today is none other than the Channel 7 News' Annalise Murphy. How are you doing today, Annalise?
I am doing well, Lainey. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, not a problem. I'm happy to chat with you.
Absolutely. Well, Annalise Murphy is an anchor and a multimedia journalist working outside of Wheeling's Channel 7 news station. She is a recent full-time employee, but also worked there throughout the end of her college career to build up her credentials and abilities both on and off the screen. Annalise, I again want to thank you for being here today to give both myself and our audience some insight into your professional career.
Of course. I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. So first thing I got to know is I understand that you have a degree in journalism. So how did you get introduced into the anchoring side of the media field?
So it's actually a really funny story. When I was studying for my bachelor's degree in journalism, I wasn't really sure that I wanted to do on-air work. A lot of my classes were in print journalism. And around my junior year of college is when one of my professors had come up to me and he had said, you know, would you ever be interested in doing on-air work? You know, I think you might be good at it. And so I got involved with a broadcast station at the university that I went to, and I actually loved it. And that's kind of how I got into an on-air position. Now, at 7, in terms of anchoring, like you mentioned earlier, I started there as a producer when I was still in college, worked my way up to reporter, and then in June of this year, my news director had given me the opportunity to sit behind the anchor desk, and again, I loved it. So just through hard work and perseverance, I guess, is what got me to where I am.
Absolutely. And what have your experiences been like so far being behind the anchor desk? Do you think that's where you want to be at for the remainder of your career?
Oh my goodness. I absolutely love my job at Channel 7. You know, I do more than just anchor. As you mentioned earlier, I'm also a multimedia journalist, so I get to be out in the community, which I really, really love. I'm very fortunate that at 7 News, I'm able to not only anchor, but also report. So it does give me that capability to be out in the community and meeting with people. I do see myself continuing anchoring throughout my career at 7 and throughout my career through the rest of my life. But, you know, I never really want to give up that aspect of reporting, which is where I get to meet people in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And when did you realize that you wanted to work in media in general? Was that always something that you wanted to do, or was that whenever you came to college? Was there a class in high school that you took? What kind of led you down this media path?
So I think every college student can relate to this. When you're a freshman, you don't really know what you want to do, and it can be scary.
Yeah.
I just knew that I really liked to research, and I really liked to write. And that's the other thing. I also have another degree in criminal justice, so I have 2 bachelor's degrees. So I knew that I really liked to write. I really liked to research. I really liked to investigate. And so I was like, huh, what can I do with these skill sets that I have and that I enjoy doing that I can make a career out of? And so before, you know, I applied to different universities, I kind of researched to see what I might be able to do for a career in that. And journalism was one of the top things that came up. And so, you know, that's kind of how I got into it. I didn't know if I'd like it, but luckily I did. And I get to do something I love every day.
Absolutely. And even with the journalism, did you know that you wanted to go the news route, or did you want to work for, you know, sports journalism, or was it always centered towards news or criminology, I guess, as well?
My dream's always been centered around news. I think local news is extremely important. Mm-hmm. I think keeping, you know, the Ohio Valley informed on not only news, but accurate news is extremely important. So, you know, it's always kind of been centered around that. But I'd be lying if I said that I wouldn't be interested in investigative reporting at some point. That's actually why I have another bachelor's in criminal justice, is because that is something that I'd like to pursue at some point. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, and while I was in college, it's really centered around news for me.
Awesome. And obviously your official title at News 7 is both an anchor and a multimedia journalist.
For the multimedia journalist,
can you give us a little bit of insight as to what that position entails?
Of course. So as a multimedia journalist, I'm expected to be able to create content that can be played on different platforms. So I need to be able to write for radio. I need to be able to write for print and television, and then also being able to capture my own video and edit that as well. So just to give an example, when I start out my day, I'll go in and I'll talk to either my assignments editor or my news director, and they'll give me my assignments for the day. And from there, you know, I will, if I have time, do a little background research on what I'm doing. I'll go downstairs and get my gear. So I do all of my own work. I carry my own camera, my own tripod, and, you know, I conduct all my own interviews, get all my own footage, and I edit it all together. And so when I'm out in the field, it's just me. And I'll do my own interviews, get my own video. When I get back to the station, I'll cut it all together, write it, and get it ready for air. Sometimes I'll even live front my stories, which is where I'll be either live out in the community or live in our studio. And I'll basically just, you know, tell whatever story I worked on for that day. And I think the biggest thing about a multimedia journalist is that, you know, you're expected to do more than just, you know, be on TV and talk. You have to know how to write, how to edit, and kind of know how to do a little bit of everything.
Right. And your work in the multimedia journalist area, do you think that that's helped you as far as anchoring goes?
Oh, 100%. Like I said earlier, I never really saw myself as a broadcast journalist or a TV journalist. I always kind of envisioned myself, you know, working for a newspaper. So doing what I do now, I know it's a shock to other people, but it's also a shock to me. And I was really nervous when I first started. You know, I knew the writing part, I knew how to research, and I knew what I needed to do as a journalist, but it was the TV part that really made me nervous because, believe it or not, I'd get kind of camera shy. And so, producing and then also reporting where I, you know, had to be on camera, it definitely helped my job as an anchor because then by the time I got behind the anchor desk, I wasn't so shy in front of the camera anymore. I was more natural and I'm able to talk a whole lot better than I was when I first started. So I'd say 100%, even the producing, when I was still finishing out my degrees even helped me as an anchor.
Absolutely. And I'm assuming, whenever you're anchoring at News 7, you have, you know, a cameraman or maybe a co-anchor or people in the studio with you. Whenever you're out in the field collecting your own stories and collecting your own content, do you ever feel those nerves coming back because you're alone, or is it vice versa? You know, maybe you feel a little bit more nervous in the studio.
So I'm actually the noon anchor at 7. Okay. So I'm the only anchor on that show. But I do have a meteorologist in the studio with me who does our weather, of course, but all of our cameras are automatic at 7. So they all
awesome.
Yeah, so we don't have like actual camera people in the actual studio, but we do have people in what we call a control room, and they can control the camera, but it's all automatic within the studio. So I wouldn't say that. I don't know, that's a hard question. My nerves, I feel like I get really nervous if I feel like I don't know as much as I would like to know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like if I'm out in the field getting ready to do a live shot and, you know, I didn't really have a whole lot of time to either ask questions about what I'm talking about or research about it, I'll get a little nervous because I don't want to, you know, misreport something or say something wrong.
Right.
So I think that's really the only time I get super nervous is if I don't feel like I 100% know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But I really try to avoid that at all costs. I will say it's a lot easier if I have, you know, a photographer or videographer with me. If I'm by myself on a really big story, I do get nervous. But I think with time, the nerves do die down a bit.
That's good.
If that makes sense.
Definitely good, especially with going live so often. I feel like you definitely need to have a good handle on your nerves.
Yeah, I will say while I was finishing out my degrees, was producing, and I got my feet a little wet in reporting, so I was only reporting one day a week. But once I graduated, you know, I got moved into reporting full time, so I was doing it every day. And once I started doing it every day is where I really saw growth, because, you know, the more you do it, the better you get.
Absolutely. Well, Annalise, I want to thank you for giving us a little bit of insight into your career and what led you into choosing your line of work. And for everyone listening, don't go anywhere because we'll be right back after a short break with more for this special edition of the Passionately Vocal Distinctive Discussion Session to take a look at Annalise's day-to-day life as a media professional. I'm Lainey Lynch, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal, and we will be right back. Are you constantly feeling homesick? Then tune in to WGLZ 91.5 FM to hear all of your favorite radio hits. West Liberty, where the hilltop is home. Welcome back to WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal. With me still is Annalise Murphy, an anchor and multimedia journalist at News 7 in Wheeling. Before the break, we talked a bit about her career and, of course, what led her into it. But, of course, we'd love to get into some more specifics of your day-to-day life as a media professional. So, Annalise,
Sorry, Lainey.
No, you're good.
I was going to say, I know we touched base a little on it earlier, but I'd be happy to indulge a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, just starting off, what does a professional day look like for you? You can, you know, just a little brief overview just to give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what your day-to-day life in the professional world looks like.
Of course. I will say this, if, you know, you're listening and you're interested in journalism, being a TV journalist, anchor, every day is different. Not one day is the same for me. My day-to-day is a little different every day. So on a normal day, I will go down to Wheeling, which is where our main station is, and I'll usually get a story either in Ohio County or Marshall County, and then I will go back to the station and get that edited. As I was talking a little bit about earlier, you know, I get all my own video, mm-hmm. all my own interviews, and I edit it all together. So, you know, I usually do that before the noon. And then around, you know, 11:30, 11:45, I'll go up to our studio, which is just got updated within the last year. It's beautiful. And I'll get mic'd up, and I'll get ready for the noon. And usually while I'm up there waiting to go on air, I'll read through my script, make sure that, you know, everything is the way that it needs to be. And then I'll anchor the noon between 12 and 12:30, and I do that Monday to Friday. And then after that, if I have other story assignments either in Wheeling, you know, I'll go get those. But a lot of times I'll actually come up to Steubenville, which is where I'm at tonight, actually, and I work out of our bureau. So I'll get a story either in Jefferson County, Hancock County, Brooke County, and get my stories that way. Again, you know, I'll have my own gear, my own camera, my own tripod, mm-hmm. and get my footage and my interviews, and I'll edit from the bureau, and I'll send my video and everything back down to the station to get on the air. But, yeah, like I said, my day-to-day is different, but if I had to summarize it, I'd say that's a good summary.
Very busy. A lot of travel in there.
Yes. Yes. But I love it.
Obviously, working in the Ohio Valley, if you're native to the area, there's the two big news stations here is News 7, where you're at, and then, of course, News 9, which is in Steubenville. Was there anything specific that drew you into working for Channel 7 specifically?
So, honestly, I grew up watching Channel 7. Mm-hmm. My grandma watched Channel 7. I grew up watching Channel 7. And, honestly, I really liked the station, and that was where I dreamed of working even when I started out going to university. And what really was a driving force for me is when I got my internship there during my junior year of college, and, you know, I really made connections at the station, and I just felt like I felt a part of the team. They made me feel very welcome, and, you know, I felt I was a good asset to the team even as an intern. And, you know, I think that really was one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to work there. And, you know, I was very blessed that I ended up getting a call from the news director about a month after my internship ended, and she was offering me a job. So, yeah, I would just say, you know, I grew up watching it, and then after my internship, that really, really made me want the job there, just because all the people there are so kind and so nice, and they really care about what they're doing, and that really aligns with who I am as a person. So I'd say, yeah, that's probably one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to work at News 7.
It seems like it's a little bit of a full circle moment there, getting to yeah. grow up watching Channel 7, and then now someone gets to grow up watching you on Channel 7. And, you know, I'm sure there's some kid out there who's watching, who's thinking, maybe that's what I would want to do. And then, you know, maybe they'll end up in the same shoes that you are.
Yeah, I will say a really rewarding part of my job that I extremely love is getting to meet people in the community. And one thing I'm still getting used to, I'm not quite used to it yet, is, you know, if I'm out, you know, on my day off or whatever, and somebody goes, oh, Annalise Murphy, you work at Channel 7. And, you know, I'm still getting used to it because I'm not used to people recognizing me, but it always sparks a really nice conversation with people who live here in the Ohio Valley, and I really love interacting with people, so that's a really rewarding for me.
When people recognize you whenever you're out and about, just on your normal day-to-day, like you said, your day off, do they refer to you as an anchor, or do they call you like a news lady, or is there something that people specifically refer to you as?
That's really funny. I'd say 9 times out of 10, I get referred to as news lady.
That's awesome.
Even sometimes when I'm on stories, people are like, hey, that news lady is here. I find it really funny. I think, you know, it's all in good fun. But, yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'm referred to as news lady. There is the one time, you know, that I'll be referred to as either as a journalist or an anchor. But 9 times out of 10, it's news lady.
I like news lady better, I think. I think they should, they might need to look into changing the official title of your position to news lady.
You know what? It's very Ohio Valley. I have to say that.
Absolutely. And so working at Channel 7, obviously, you know, like you just spoke about, there's a lot of personal opportunities that you have getting to be active in the community and even getting some community recognition, which is awesome. What kind of professional opportunities have you had since working there?
So in terms of professional opportunities, do you mean in terms of like promotions?
Yeah, like progressing your career forward in the future.
Oh, my career forward. That's a really good question. So like we discussed earlier, you know, I started out as a news producer there when I was still finishing out my degrees, which is kind of unheard of. A lot of stations won't really, you know, hire somebody before they're graduated. So I was really, you know, fortunate in the fact that, you know, I was hired there while I was still studying.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once I graduated, I got moved on to on-air talent. But, you know, it wasn't real quick. I still had to do rehearsals, and I still had to prove that, you know, I could be on camera and not get camera shy. And, you know, I was able to write, and, you know, you don't always have a teleprompter with you, and being able to, you know, not go off of a script. And there were certain things that I had to do. So being moved up to reporter was a really big professional opportunity for me. I still remember the day Brenda Danehart, my news director, said, you know, I think I'm going to let you start reporting. And I was just ecstatic. I couldn't wait. And then I was even more ecstatic whenever, you know, June rolled around and, you know, I just graduated from university and I had been a reporter for a little while. And she said, you know, what would you think about, you know, being an anchor, going behind the anchor desk? And I said, you know me, Brenda, you know, I will try anything. And I said, I'll see if I like it. And so that was another big professional opportunity for me I'm extremely grateful for. And every day still I continue to get better and better at it. I learn something new every day. And, yeah, so I think from here something I'd like to get involved in, and I've actually talked to my news director about it, is going into more of an investigative role. So, you know, still anchor, but, you know, start doing investigative pieces would be really cool, and that's something that, you know, I could look forward to in the future.
And moving into an investigative sort of role, would that fall along more of the multimedia journalist realm, or would you have a crew working with you, or what would that look like?
I think that would look more like a multimedia journalist realm. So 7 is in a smaller market. We're market 164. I mean, we do cover a large area,
mm-hmm.
but markets are based on the amount of viewers that you have. So, I mean, there's a lot of people in the Ohio Valley. And so with the market that we're in, I think that will really be a multimedia journalist realm. Because, I mean, 7 is a smaller market, as well as 9.
With the investigative, obviously you said it would be more of a multimedia journalist a position for you. Would you like to stay at 7 for that, or is that something that you're looking for further down in your career that you would potentially like to move to a bigger market?
I will say, you know, the Ohio Valley is my home. I grew up here. I love it here. You know, I just got married in September, and I got a house this year. My family's here. I could really truly see myself staying with Seven and making my career here. You know, I really love it. I mean, I never say never, but as of right now, my hopes is to, you know, really get involved in the community and, you know, be an important aspect of our community here.
Absolutely. And Annalise, before we wrap up, I do have one more question for you. And of course, I have got to know, what has been the most rewarding part of your professional career so far?
The most rewarding part of my professional career so far has definitely been seeing the way that my stories make a positive difference in the lives of the people that it's touched. For example, I recently did an in-depth piece about Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center in Wheeling, and they, you know, they have other locations across the Ohio Valley. Mm-hmm. But I did a piece about all of the wonderful things that they do for healthcare in the valley. And, you know, seeing how that positively impacted them and helped them continue to, you know, reach out to people to share what they do was, you know, really rewarding for me. And I get to do stuff like that every day. So getting the opportunity to be in the community and seeing how my skills of storytelling makes a positive difference is, I'd have to say, the most rewarding.
Absolutely. Well, that's a beautiful answer, and it definitely seems like you've found your home at Channel 7. And it really seems like you're living your dreams, being a newswoman, and obviously you are killing it. But
oh, thank
Annalise,
you. You're too kind.
I really do want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule to be here with me today. And,
of course.
You know, thank you for just sitting down and giving us a little bit more insight into what your day-to-day life is like, working as a media professional, and, of course, what led you to choose this career path.
Of course, Lainey. It was really great talking with you.
Awesome. Well, this has been the final Passionately Vocal Distinctive Discussion. And I am Lainey Lynch, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal.